This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you may dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Fidel Castro is dead, and I would argue the world is better off for it. Johnny Ray, you say it's unusual to hear me say something like that, but I don't think it's a bad thing when dictators die off.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing your point, but you know, to some extent, it's my job to make you look like a fool on national radio. So let's go from here. Batista was a horrifying individual. I realize you probably haven't spent much time looking into this guy.
I'm not,
but
no.
He is, just the worst thing you can possibly imagine as far as a puppet dictator goes.
So you're saying Castro is an improvement on Batista?
I'm saying revolution was inevitable under Batista, and that Castro was probably the worst person we could have hoped for that revolution, but that revolution was both positive and inevitable. So, the Castro was probably something good for the Cuban economy and the Cuban people for, I'm going to go crazy and go so far as to say, an entire 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that he should have then been assassinated and gotten out of power or whatever. But that when you, this is the foreseeable and likely outcome every time a powerful nation like the United States puts in place puppet dictators and supports evil chieftains, that this is the sort of thing that's going to happen. This United
that some
States,
scumbag will take their place at some point?
Yes.
Yeah.
The United States is like a person in an abusive relationship that keeps on looking for the same solutions over and over again. And I've got to say at this point, I don't think that some of the brightest people in the world who are in Washington, D.C., these evil people aren't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They're evil, but not stupid, that they're expecting anything but this. I think that they expect this. This is what they want.
What is it that they want?
Well, they want this sort of churn of, puppet dictator.
I wouldn't call
revolution.
It a five-decade rule churn.
It's by their standards, it is. They've got 200 nations that they can work on. What do they care? They couldn't get Castro out as quickly as they would have liked to have gotten him out, but, they've got other places to concentrate on. As long as they can keep the intercontinental ballistic missiles that have a 5 minute flight time to the United States out of there, that's the only thing that they have any concern over. Other than that, this is business as usual and the plan and everything according to plan. That's what my claim would be here, is that Castro isn't necessarily good or bad, but he is what is necessarily always going to happen. You can't get a revolution without the poor people. You can't get the poor people without promising free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when was the last time poor people fought over, we want a fair chance? They don't want that. So, I'm sorry, you've got a species of a small group primates that are constantly looking at what the other guy has and judging what fairness looks at by like that. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the human condition because this is how humans are. All I want is to not be under their thumb. As far as I'm concerned, the vast majority of the species deserves what they have as far as government. All I'm asking for is the ability to take some of my friends who agree with me and try something new in the area of governance so that people can see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And That's the most threatening thing possible to these people in government.
Well, they want people to think that they're necessary. I mean, they couldn't possibly stand by and allow people to just live free and prove that, you know, the state is an unnecessary edifice that has been around for far too long and, you know, has ruined so many countless lives and destroyed millions of lives, in fact. They would hate that because it would prove that they're completely useless and that they are actually, you know, counterproductive to have around. So I'm not sure what all that has to do with whether or not the world is better off without Castro, though.
Without Castro? I mean, okay, sure, fine.
Wasn't he out of power already?
I mean, essentially.
So his death is not changing things.
It probably won't change much.
The death of a 90-year-old really doesn't do anything good. You know, especially when you're talking about dying of old age. I mean, if it had been caught doing something horrifying, then his death would have really been valuable.
I'm with Mark, though. I tend to blame the people underneath a tyrannical regime rather than the regime itself.
Well, I mean, you can definitely argue that the governments that we have are essentially a reflection of the people, meaning that they are the manifestation of what people want. And if what people want is to control their neighbor, then there's going to be a controlling government out there over top of them. Of course, not everyone thinks the same way about government, so surely there are people in Cuba who would prefer to not have Fidel Castro and his brother in charge.
Sure, they were trying to get in boats and leave.
Yeah.
And the United States government, the land of the free, was preventing them from coming.
Which is tragic.
It is tragic, especially because they make all these rules about refugees, political asylum, and all that stuff, and then they don't let people take advantage of them. As far as I'm concerned, the United States government should have gotten out of the way and allowed Americans to make it as easy as heck for people to get off of the island of Cuba and come here and make a better life for themselves. I'm not talking about free handouts. I don't think they should have gotten one thing for free. I don't think they wanted anything for free. I think they wanted opportunity. They call the United States the land of opportunity because at one point it really, really was.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah in Albuquerque, who'd called at the very end of the show last night and brought up Castro. We hadn't talked about him last night, and I'm glad that you called to bring him up because I had wanted to talk about him, and now tonight, Sarah, we've got enough time to do it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know. Did you know that he's a product of a white plantation owner and one of his colored or black female servants? So he's actually half black, if you have noticed.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He doesn't look half black to me, but I don't care.
No, but I'm going to emphasize why he has helped the African countries and all of the Latin American, South American countries over the years that nobody knows about.
Which part do you think was most helpful? The imprisoning homosexuals, the execution of dissidents, the burning of books, the restriction of free speech and association, or turning the nation into a giant prison island? Which part do you think was most helpful?
Also, he was a lawyer.
See, you don't answer questions, Sarah. If you're going to call in to talk radio, the whole idea is you don't just get to talk without having a conversation. We're having a conversation here, and when someone asks a question, there's a reason why that question's being asked. They want to know what your opinion is. They want you to consider some new information. And is that new information for you, Sarah, those things that Mark just said? Can you recount one of the four things that
imprisoned homosexuals executed?
I am getting to that. I'm trying to explain to you why he did this is aggressive or violent things that you guys bring up. I'm trying to point out that he was actually a lawyer.
So?
And he used to defend oppressed people. Remember the Americas? They had
what does that have to do with oppressing gay people?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, people, I don't know. But his whole thing was to defend the oppressed people. They exploited the Cubans. When the casino,
don't you think gay people have been oppressed?
They did exploit the Cubans.
Don't you think gay people have been oppressed? He didn't defend them. He murdered them.
You know what? I don't know what
he tortured them.
The Latino spin on it, but his major point was to get the exploited, the oppressed, and when people are starving and they're oppressed, they have a revolution.
Yeah,
Cuba had a revolution, and they threw out the casinos and the resort And then it took a little.
The things that were bringing in money. They threw out the things. Take a look at the cesspool that is Las Vegas, for God's sake. I mean, you know, what's it like where you are? I can tell you Vegas is a lot nicer.
So, do you support torturing gay people?
No, I'm gay friendly. You know, I'm not about
that. Well, Castro wasn't.
Well, you know, you can't take out the Latino culture that Latinos are very machismo and they're male-oriented.
So are you making excuses for that? Are you making excuses?
Is that why they burned books, executed dissidents, and turned Cuba into a giant prison island?
I suspect she won't answer. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. She's just spouting off. Got nothing to actually, you know, talk about.
We pronounce it liar where I come from.
Free talk.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of our revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here, live Sunday edition of the program. The cognitive dissonance, very, very high in that last caller. She just wanted to laud Fidel Castro and have no real awareness at all, even when the information was presented to her about some of the horrifying things that that man did, especially to gay people. We've got a whole story about that coming up here tonight if we get the chance. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I regretted the way my joke came out. It sounded like I was calling Sarah a liar. I don't think she's a liar. I think she's Myrmidon.
What was the joke again?
I said that you know, where I come from, we pronounce it like liar. I was trying to say that we pronounce lawyer like liar, which is a reasonably good joke when you say it correctly.
Because she had said that Fidel Castro was a lawyer.
I think she had said that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, FrontierLiberty.com, what is it?
You know, it's a consulting company unlike I've ever dealt with before. Nick over there at Frontier Liberty, he kind of creates solutions, liberty-oriented solutions, to a variety of different problems. Now, don't expect him to know everything about every situation, but do expect him to bring a problem and give you an honest answer as to whether or not he believes he can give you a solution for it, for that solution to be incredibly well-priced, and to do an amazing amount of research for it. He's basically a researcher to help you sort of get around, you know, legal situations, depending on the municipality or, you know, district or that sort of thing. And for me, I just kind of asked him, how can I be more free in the water? You know, I asked him about certain questions.
Because you're getting ready to start boating.
Yep, I've got a boat, and I'm gonna go. I'm gonna boat for the winter months. While you're up here shoveling snow, I will be on a catamaran out in somewhere in the Bahamas or something. And he gave me a lot of information that I hadn't had before, and I was really delighted with the work he did. And if you've got, I just came up with a question, and I think it's fair to just come up with a question, something you have wondered about, and Nick can do the research, and I think that he'll price it in a way that you'll be pretty happy with. Go check him out. It's FrontierLiberty.com.
Yeah, the website looks great. FrontierLiberty.com. As we continue here, more on Fidel Castro. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio tonight. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, plus the Economics in One Lesson recap slash book review slash book club, whatever we're calling this thing, where we're going chapter by chapter on a weekly basis. And I guess it's just going to have to be me and you, Johnny Ray, because Mark is leaving as of tonight. This is your last night on the show for the foreseeable future.
Yep, for a little while. I mean, I'm not forever and ever, but I'm going to be gone for a while. I'd like to point out for amplifiers and people who think that, you know, the show is only great because Mark's on it, obviously all the same people, that I will be producing podcast content that will be on the Free Talk Live feed. I'm taking my mics. You gave me a sound, or sold me a soundboard, and some equipment to be able to do this, and it's going to sound great. So I'm going to be producing something that's going to be on, you know, I've got a website that I'll be working on, that sort of thing. But you can find it.
Edgington Post?
Yeah, it should be at it's Mark Edge Media or edgepo.com.
You're still calling it Edgington Post, though, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Edgington Post will continue.
Okay. What about three-hour Skype calls?
What do you mean?
Like, couldn't you host the show from the boat?
I could if we had good enough connection, but we don't.
So let's continue with Fidel Castro. The Wall Street Journal reporting on his death, saying that his influence will continue to resonate for likely for years in Cuba. According to, this is Frank Mora, the Cuban-American who is in charge of Latin American affairs for the Pentagon, quote, "The Cuban reaction will be to create a defensive bunker mentality and play from a script that they've played for more than 50 years if Donald Trump reverses what Barack Obama had done to open slightly the communications channels and friendliness towards Cuban travel and possible business relations. Such a reaction would entail more repression, including re-electing Raul Castro as president to ensure continuity," said Rafael Rojas, a Cuban expert at Mexico's CIDE think tank. Quote, "This is the Cuban revolution. They're not going to start making concessions just because Donald Trump demands them. said Julia Suig, senior research fellow at the University of Texas. It might also prompt a rollback of economic overhauls. Mr. Mora said, at the end of the day, they're interested in holding on to power and regime survival. Even if something helps raise the standard of living in Cuba, they won't do it if it risks their hold on power. This is true with or without Fidel. In the short term, many expect the government to crack down on dissent to show citizens and the outside world that the party remains firmly in control. At the same time, Fidel's death does allow Raul to press ahead more quickly on economic overhauls aimed at slowly creating a Chinese-style state capitalism, which is
so the Chinese-style state capitalism has been
very successful.
Pretty successful. There's going to be some there's some hens that have not yet come home to roost. Mm-hmm. They're doing a lot of building for whatever reason.
There's a bubble. Bubble.
There's a construction bubble that's coming, likely. There's also consequences for devaluing their currency for such a long period of time. That's not going to go away anytime soon. But nonetheless, what China has shown is that you can have economic freedom without individual freedom, personal freedom, and that it works in many ways.
Well, it works better than what they had. Yeah. You know, they had total control, but you know, oppression by the state, and now there's more. I wouldn't call it freedom exactly, because many of the companies are state owned, from what I understand in China. But
they give a lot of autonomy to the actors, the people that are running these things.
It sure seems like it, because something big has changed over the last few decades, right, in China in a big way.
Calling it state-owned and it being state-owned are two different things.
Fidel's presence in Cuba in the last few years exercised a certain drain on that reform process. So we had talked earlier about, well, Fidel wasn't really the president since 2008 when his brother took over, and Raul did impose a few economic tweaks that did give people more autonomy. Like, for instance, I recall one specifically where people in Cuba were able to finally decide for the first time in their lifetimes what crops to plant on their land.
That's
so
convenient.
Yeah. So they let go of that level of state micromanagement.
That works in the United States really pretty well.
So, but what she's saying here, one of the experts is saying, is the fact that that Fidel was still alive and still had some influence over things, even though he wasn't the president, did slow that those economic reforms that Raul appears to be interested in putting into place. Hmm. So,
it's just hard for me to believe that these two brothers
are that different?
Have disagreed so thoroughly over the last 50 years on what's going to work and what's not going to work. I don't know.
Unlike China, Cuba's economic overhauls have been much more modest, but under a thicket of restrictions and regulation. Cubans have been permitted to open small private businesses. Bed and breakfast hotels and private restaurants have flourished, in part financed by money sent from relatives in the United States. Privately owned taxis now ply the streets in some Havana districts, and every other house...
They probably plied the street anyway.
Illegally, mean? Like jitney cabs? Yeah,
I guess.
Every other house seems to have a small store or cafe. About 500,000 Cubans now work in the country's growing private sector. And these are changes being implemented since Raul Castro took over, as I understand it. And so we may see some of that accelerate now that Fidel is dead. So again, it sure looks like Cuba's getting a little bit more free without Fidel's hand in the roles
of
power.
And why stop that?
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking about Fidel Castro, who is now dead, and the country of Cuba, I am arguing, is better off because of it. I mean, I don't like the idea of celebrating someone's death. However, I will give an exemption for tyrannical politicians.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that celebrated, say, Hitler's death and that sort of thing. And, you know, we wouldn't call them terrible people.
Arguably, the country is much better off today because of it.
Yeah.
So we'll continue that discussion. We've got economics in one lesson coming up here as well. And I also want to let you know about MyPillow. You can get one of your own or more than one with a discount, half off, with code FTL. So half off of one pillow, two for the price of one, however you want to look at it. It's valid with code FTL over at MyPillow.com. It's the best pillow you will likely have ever used. And if it's not, if you don't think it's the best pillow, well, you can send it back to them and they'll give you your purchase price back because there's a 60-day money-back guarantee on MyPillow.com.
A lot of people have used our code to buy MyPillow and get it for half price or buy one, get one free. But one thing that I haven't done up to this point is use our code to get one of these pillows.
Oh.
We got sent them for free, right? Sure.
Well, I mean, for doing the ads, but yeah.
Well, we had to try them out. That is an incorrect statement, no. Sir. We got those pillows for free, and then we decided to do the ad.
That's true. We did try them before we started.
Right. So I wouldn't do that. I would never make a deal like that for us because we don't operate that way. We give endorsements because we believe in a product. But since I'm going on this trip, and there's not a lot of room in a Prius to be, going on, rides and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I did discuss today with my wife that we will take the pillows on this trip, but we're going to purchase new My Pillows for the house, and we're going to leave them on the ones that we currently have on the boat.
Oh, okay. That way you don't have to keep moving them around.
Right. So I didn't make this, I didn't say this. The lady of the house who really makes the decisions as far as household goods go.
Wives tend to do that.
Yeah. She's the one who said, this pillow's worth the money, and we're definitely going to get them because
cool.
It's been that great. So
you're going to order some and send them down to Florida or whatever?
Yeah, that's okay. The plan.
MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and you get the discount. Basically, you get it the price that you could buy it for at Walmart, but you're helping Free Talk Live. You still get the money-back guarantee. You get a 10-year warranty on top of that. So MyPillow.com, code FTL. It helps us out, and we appreciate it. Let's go to Nick. He's on the line on Skype. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Mark, Ian, how you guys doing?
Johnny Ray's here as well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, so I knew this topic was coming up. Me and Mark had actually been having a Facebook discussion where somehow this got into threesome sex. I don't know how we went from Castro to threesomes, but I don't even want to go into that.
That sounds kinky.
But I understand, of course, the treatment of how Castro treated the gays was horrible, and I don't excuse that. But you also got to account for, we can't really criticize him that much while we were interning Japanese.
I had not interned any Japanese,
sir. I have never held a Japanese person in my basement.
But the U.S. government was interning Japanese.
Screw those people.
U.S. government policies was committing Jim Crows against blacks.
Sure.
I mean, so at the same time, you can criticize Castro for what he was doing. It's kind of hypocritical.
No, it's not, because we've criticized the U.S. government for those very things that you just mentioned.
You know what? You are absolutely correct. You have not listened to the show for over 10 years. No lie. You've done that. Correct. Your cred is good with me.
Right.
What I'm saying is that not to say you, but to have people not be able to reflect on the history of the United States, because, I mean, we, as Martin Luther King once said, we are the worst, purveyors of violence on this planet is the United States. So for us to be hypocritical of another to criticize another country, it's kind of hypocritical in my view. That's
so
all I'm saying.
If you've been listening to the whole show, the first thing that the article said was something the effect of, essentially Castro controlling the price of, what was it, rice and what was the first line of the article?
Bread.
Bread and what?
School textbooks, the content of them?
Yeah, the content of school textbooks and the price of bread.
I'm sure he controlled a lot
more
than that.
And I pointed out the United States government, through the Department of Education and the No Child Left Behind and, all these other mandates, are essentially controlling the content of school textbooks, and they may not control the price of bread, but they do control the price of milk, dairy products. There's a variety of other things that are, the price controls are there. So I think that you're only talking about a government that is marginally better when it comes to free trade. I'd say the United States government's significantly better when it comes to sort of freedom of trade within its own borders, but the export of, the foreign policy export certainly is as terrible as you say. Not that Cuba was particularly great with its, plans in Angola and Bolivia and, the variety of places that that he sent his revolution.
But what you're saying, Nick, is not a critique of Free Talk Live specifically, but a critique of Americans in general, that they would spend all of this effort or time attacking and or lauding this other man who is in, was in Cuba, but they should be pointing out the problems with their own country first. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying is, let's not be as critical as we want to be, or some I'm seeing are, when we haven't been as critical. You want me to, not you specifically, I keep saying you, I don't mean you. But we want, United States, American citizens to stand up for a flag and salute a flag while we're, by the same time, we've had genocide committed against us, while we've had Jim Crow committed against us.
Yeah, saying we makes me uncomfortable because I don't want those things. I don't want people to stand up and worship a flag. I think flag worship is really dumb, and I think that, you know, we don't need that crap.
I think it's
important to say what you are really intending to say. What you're saying is the average American or Americans in general or whatever, because, I mean, as far as critiquing America is concerned and the United States government, we do that pretty much 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. And every now and then we stop down and we look at Cuba. It's actually been a while since we've talked about Cuba. We'll look at Venezuela. We'll look at North Korea, some of the most oppressive regimes on the planet, because it's educational. I mean, it's important to see how bad things can get, and people can take a lesson from that, I think.
Yeah, and I didn't hear the beginning of the show, or maybe I did. I'm high. I'm always high, so I could have missed it. Sorry. Hey, and one more question before I go.
Sure.
I haven't been listening, like, religiously like I normally do, but I haven't heard Ralph on the show since the election, and I've been dying to hear him.
I have no idea what happened to Ralph.
He dropped off the radar.
I hope it didn't kill him. The excitement of election night. His
Trump won the election,
and he just
had a heart attack. Interesting observation, Nick. Thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy your next smoke. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
He can't say that you don't protect his right to smoke.
WOBM listener Tony is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to use a template of a gyroscope to show you that abrupt change is dangerous in no matter what situation. Mental flexibility can only occur incrementally. So I use the gyroscope. If a gyroscope is on a point spinning and it abruptly changes its force, it will never rotate. The only way the gyroscope could rotate, it has to lose its speed by degrees, and when it reaches the point where it can no longer spin with force, it then rotates. Did you ever see that?
I have seen
gyroscopes. Well, we are on the radio, so it's a little difficult.
I've seen gyroscopes work, and the difficulty with analogies like this is that may very well be true for gyroscopes, but not necessarily true for societal change.
Yeah, I want you to extrapolate this out into reality here, Tony. Hang on, we'll bring you back to that. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, he may be making a strong argument here. We'll see what he has to say in moments. And you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. But change is inevitable. Whether it's abrupt or gradual, it's going to happen. So prepare yourself. Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. We've been talking a lot about Fidel Castro off and on throughout the show. Of course, you can also bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We still have Economics in One Lesson coming up here tonight with you in studio. It's Ian.
Johnny Rick.
And Mark.
If you had but one day to teach someone about economics, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have the answer, that's okay. Because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge on how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. Fee gives you tools for that as well. Take Economics in One Day right now for free over at fee.org/FTL and learn key economics concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL and learn why entrepreneurship matters. As we continue here, we got time for your calls and thoughts. Plenty of it. It's the live Sunday edition. More with Tony here in New Jersey. You'd called to give us an example of what you say that abrupt change causes problems. You gave us a gyroscope as an example, but I wanted you to kind of just, you know, tie it into reality. Give me, what are you driving at here, Tony?
Okay. The whole concept of free will cannot be determined because we have passions. And as long as you have passions, then incidents occur, and then you're compelled. So do you really have free will when you don't know the passions you have? And the gyroscope can't be deduced until it rotates. Without observation, you cannot deduce. So things happen like a bolt out of the blue. When the lightning bolt strikes, you could do all your measurement, but you can't measure before the lightning bolt strikes. completely unpredictable.
Well, I don't know that the social change lightning bolt is unpredictable. I mean, I would think that there are people that would have claimed that the Soviet Union would have collapsed, and it did.
I'll give you a historical example. Martin Luther split the church in half after 1,000 years, right?
Yep.
When he did that, he was so sorry he did that, because what he had the intention, the passion, to free the people from the dictates of a dictatorial religion, the people were worse than the religion. They killed all the nobility. That they became so insane that he said he did that to fight the devil, and the people became the devil.
Are you talking about the Wooden Shoe Rebellion? I'm trying to figure out where they killed all the nobility. I mean, you know, that has happened so rarely in human history. The French Revolution.
Well, he split the church in 1,000 years. They gave him the bull seal to renounce his belief that he created the Protestant religion. He said that it's only between him and God and nobody else. And they wanted him to renounce that. If it wasn't for a prince, excuse me, or a king to protect him, they would have killed him. But he became a judge later on in life, and he realized that even though he intended to do good, it had to be done a different way. The intent might be, but the force of the intent, like that's what nature teaches us.
Everything I see what you're saying. So I'm looking at the American Revolution and, you know, the results, which is today, right? And I look at the Canadian state, the state of Canada, where they, as the best I can tell, there was never a single revolution north of the, what is the 47th parallel or whatever it is, that it just never occurred up there. And currently, they are considered more economically free by the Heritage Foundation, Free the World, and a variety of other charts than the United States. And certainly,
they might be more socially free.
Yeah, there are some arguments on both sides. That Canada is a freer country than the United States, who fought a rebellion for freedom and wrote some of the most, you know, interesting Enlightenment documents out there surrounding the ideas of human freedom. And, you know, that country isn't free at all. So I guess I can see where you're coming from. So this is an argument for incremental change. Is that your claim?
Yes, because balance. Good balance. When something balances abruptly, there is kind of a lopsidedness.
The hard thing is that those in power don't want incremental change, and that therefore they create a situation with their
where abrupt change becomes necessary.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's
overthrows, coups, things like that. Tony, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Johnny Ray, your thoughts on change?
I think the world changes, and It's happening, and there's really nothing we can do to stop it.
You have to embrace it as much as you possibly can, because I agree with you. You can't stop change.
Yeah, you have to embrace it if it makes sense for you. I can't think of a reason why it wouldn't make sense for you to embrace the changes of the world. But
doesn't mean you have to agree with them. You just have to accept that they're happening. You can work to make more changes yourself. But to deny that change is happening is, you know, to live in a fantasy land.
Right. I don't know that you should stick your neck out to try and make political change happen, because I don't think that that's how changes happen.
I disagree with you there, obviously. I mean, I've stuck my neck out on a number of issues and likely will continue to do so. I think that, you know, change does get driven by those people who are willing to work for it. I mean, if no one ever did anything at all to try to change the situation of, let's say, the slaves, then I mean, maybe it would have gone away on its own, but probably not as quickly. And, of course, now slavery did go away on its own in most parts of the world. They didn't have to have civil wars in you know, most of the rest of the parts of the world. But still, there were underground networks, and people were helping slaves escape. I mean, to just stand by and do nothing, I don't think is an answer.
Maybe. I contend that slavery is not a profitable way to do business. So just economic incentives would possibly have ended slavery. I say that because, I mean, why do I say that? How could it be uneconomic for you to have a chattel slave that you own that you don't have to pay a wage to?
You still have to feed them and house them and clothe them, but it certainly seemed to work for a while. I mean, in the history of the world, slavery is pretty common.
To some extent, it's an expectation. The expectation is that at that time is that's how work was. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody was a slave of some sort or another, or they were the person who was providing, you know, the slave wages or whatever. So you'd find an apprentice, a young person would go to work for an older person to learn their trade, but they'd essentially be a slave in that period of time. They'd have to do what they were told, eat what they were told to eat, you know, all those things. They might be learning something, they're getting something of value, that's true. I think that Johnny Ray is correct that once a slave loses hope of freedom or a better life or whatever, that that person will stop working, stop being valuable. Mm-hmm. But the trick is to make your slaves hopeful so that they see progress. When your slaves see progress towards what it is that they're trying to, the goals they're trying to reach, and, you know, those goals are a full belly, empty gonads, a variety of things that they're looking to achieve in their lives, most of them not particularly difficult to reach, at least for American society. Once they, reach those, once they can see progress towards those goals, they'll work their butts off for you. And that's essentially what we have today with income tax, property tax, these sorts of things, is that people can see opportunities to make more money, but the government still takes a great deal of the fruits of their labor. Mm-hmm. That's all slavery is forced extrication of the fruits of someone's labor.
So what you're saying is that slavery has merely changed forms over the years and that it still exists.
Sure it does.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to hear a rebuttal for that. There are certainly some aspects to slavery that have changed. Like, for instance, I can pick my own line of work. I can pick where I want to live. But basically nowhere on the planet can I work in society amongst people and expect to keep the fruits from my labor.
Hour number 3 is on the way. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues. We got time for you if you want to join us. Dial in 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.